ESPNOrlando.com, a Cox Media Group station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Bass. We'll tip it off with the NFL. Jerry Jones will appeal the $2 million demand from the league for reimbursement of legal fees related to the Zeke Elliott suspension, as well as Jones threatening litigation over Commissioner Roger Goodell's contract extension. The owners citing a resolution over the NFL Constitution that's been on the books for more than two decades, saying if an owner takes part in bringing litigation against other owners, he must reimburse them for their legal fees. Adnan Verk on Golic and Wingo.
Here's why, and this pains me as an Eagles fan to say, I might be on Jerry Jones' team here. Look how much money he has made the league, Trey. Like, the Cowboys, America's team, three Super Bowls. You know how much money he's made all of these guys by virtue of the fact the Cowboys are the league's signature franchise? And you're going to be that petty and want a couple million dollars back?
New York Giants owner John Merritt telling ESPN's Kevin Seifer the league's competition committee has reached a unanimous agreement that some of the league's most debated catch controversies should have been ruled completed receptions moving forward. Sam Darnold will not throw at the scouting combine, instead at USC's Pro Day on March 12th. In light of the federal investigation into college basketball recruiting, LeBron James called the NCAA a corrupt organization, adding the league should further develop its minor league system to give young ball players a viable alternative. On the floor, James and the Cavs home to the Nets, playing second quarter and up 49-45. Bulls and Hornets have reached the half even at 51, while the Sixers opening quarter have a 19-17 lead on the Miami Heat.
All right, I got this whole thing figured out. If we can vacate titles, does that mean we can also go back and award them? Because it turns out Dez caught it. That and more Wednesday. The Will Cain Show, weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN News.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Kevin Sutton Show. Maybe you know us still. The Kevin Sutton Show. Minus, unfortunately, Kevin Sutton tonight, who's out saving the world.
One dad at a time.
Hey, that's how he does his thing, you know, taking care of those daddies over at Florida Hospital. But not to worry, because the crew is in, and we're excited. It's so great to be back on the air. Momentarily.
So great.
So great. So much to talk about. I mean, we're going to have to do a cheat sheet, wrestling.
Can I get Cliff Notes for the past month?
Do they even, was there a Super Bowl? I don't even know. Wait, I think the Olympics happened too.
They did.
I didn't watch them. Oh, man. But not to worry, because you know what? We got the crew. We got lots to talk about. Gosh, we got the NBA. We got, is it true? Houston and Phil? No. Say it isn't. So, but you know, we're going to start this night off right, reminding our listeners, the Kevin Sutton Show is brought to you by Cruz and Pascara PA, personal injury attorneys. That's right. Are you in a slip and fall, a car accident? You want to know what your rights are? Cruz and Pascara can help you out. Matter of fact, we just sent another listener to Cruz and Pascara yesterday.
Oh, good.
Yes. Give him a call. He's already set up to go to the chiropractor. He's getting his car fixed. 407-841-0200. And you know what you tell them, right?
Yeah.
That's right. And the Kevin Sutton Show sent you. But you know what? Let's do this right. Because, Phil, you we got in the studio Dr. B.
Okay. Today, it's Tuesday, baby.
Mm-hmm.
My words of wisdom for you all.
Right.
For that, when opening a window, make sure that it has the grooves to stop the window from crashing.
Make sure. Nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty.
You can use that as a metaphor for life.
Okay.
Or literally.
Literally.
Because my window smashed.
Ugh.
And let's not forget about Meyer Delaney's point of view.
Hey! I'm having a good time.
Y'all having a good time out there.
Oh. Oh.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
Feels good.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh,
uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Dolly.
Yes.
Dolly. And I'm sure you guys have heard, even though it's been a while, I am running for political options. I want political options, political office. And Kevin was like, man, you should ask American authors if you can use their song. It's going to be the best day of my life.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe I'll hit up their manager. But I don't have any money. But
that song, right?
Can you help me out? But you know someone who does have a theme song straight from Eminem's album? That's right. Justnik!
It has been a minute, guys.
It's been like 2 minutes.
At least.
You know, it's really sad. And then we came last week all excited.
Yeah, did Sam tell you that I came?
No, he did not.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Oh.
No, I don't think so. Was that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was Wednesday. We were revved up, wrestling. I had my man John Cena ready to talk about. And boom!
Solar versus hockey.
Yes.
Yep. Hey, it's all good.
And you know, no comment.
It's all good.
No comment. Yeah. All good. It's all good. Hey, I'm so exhausted nowadays. You can see I'm dressed up.
Where'd you come from?
Networking event. That's all I do is network now. Network.
Where's your name tag?
It's in the car. I just took it off to come in here because I knew you guys knew me.
Hi, my name is Myra.
Okay. It does.
Did you go to the kind of ones where they make you write something about yourself on the name tag too?
Sometimes.
What did you put? I'm on the radio.
That's right. I do. Hey, you know what though? On my campaign literature, I did mention us.
Oh, nice.
Because I said on top of doing everything I do, I get to co-host a radio show. Well, and everyone's awesome. Like, oh, really? You know what's funny is I've met so many people in the last 4 months, like more than normal. We meet a ton of people anyways.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're always going to events and charities and all this stuff. And so everyone, I was speaking at UCF last week.
Okay.
Right? In front of a group of young, gosh, it was so weird. Oh. They were born after I graduated high school.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's when you know when you're really old. I don't know if you've gotten there, Nick, but I'm talking to all these like freshmen and sophomores at UCF. And I'm like, when were you guys born? They're like 98. And I'm like, oh my God.
If you're born after Lion King, I consider you young.
And they knew about Kevin's camp out.
Of course.
They were like, that's the dude. That's the dude. I'm like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
It's funny. But so much has happened. You have a couple wise words you want to tell some of our listeners?
Okay, well, don't forget, guys, we are on every single outlet that there is for podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, everything where you can find a podcast. You know, we got over 350 episodes you can download right now. Just type in Kevin Sutton Show. And make sure when you do, you leave a rating, a review, and definitely don't forget to subscribe. 5 stars, baby.
Cinco,
we
keep that record.
We still have a perfect record.
Keep that record clean.
Nick, leave us a review, man. Come on.
I think I have already.
I think you probably did.
Yeah.
I think I have.
You know what's funny? I was on the way here, and I received a notice that said...
Rent
you,
due.
No. No. It said, you owe $5.50 to E-Pass. And I have an E-Pass.
Okay.
So I was like, what's up with that? And so I forgot that the Kevin Sutton Show van is in my name.
Yes.
And so the lady goes, follow me to the action, ESPN 580 Orlando.
Oh, great. Got the picture.
The picture.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, snap. That's Kevin. Because that van was gifted to me. And
yes.
It was gifted to us, but it just was easier to gift to me.
Yeah. Much props to Kevin. He helped. The reason why he was using that E-Pass was he helped me move.
Oh, you're the $550. Oh.
I don't know where. I know at least
$2. Because you know now, they charge you like double the fees for doing that.
For why?
For when you go on the expressway, they now charge. So like there's the fee for what you would have paid, plus they charge you an administrative fee of like $2.50.
Oh, he told me on E-Pass.
Yeah. He don't have no E-Pass. Oh. He does. It's called Myra Pay Bill
later. There you go. But it was funny
talking to the operator. She's like, follow me to the action.
I'm following you through that bank
Kevin
account.
Sutton Show. I'm almost famous. She was reading it, and I was like dying laughing. It was crazy.
That's funny.
It was crazy. Nick, so much has probably happened. How are things? I mean, gosh, the sports world. The Olympics came and went.
Yes. And you know? I will say that Shaun White is a beast.
Yeah. How old is he? Like 52 now?
No, he's like, what, 34? 35? Shaun White's not old. I don't know. I'm just guessing. He's in his mid-30s. I'm probably wrong.
He probably is. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah, but he was a kid when he was... When
31.
He was, yeah,
he's 31.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. As long as he doesn't slap anyone this time, he could be good. Remember what he did the last time?
Yeah. I
mean, he slapped that lady.
Shaun White, and with the snowboarding stuff, I'm amazed at how they can even stand up. Because you guys know me. I'm clumsy. I trip over my feet. Just walking up the stairs here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're the boot club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the fun boot club.
And so the stuff that he does is probably the most exciting part of the Winter Olympics, like that big half pipe and all that stuff. I used to watch the curling, but I still don't understand that.
Like, no one does.
What's with the brooms?
No one does. You know what's crazy is, okay, remember, we rewind, what was it, 4 years ago with Shaun White, and he got into some trouble, mm-hmm. remember? And he's had his ups and downs, and he's seen as a hero right now because of the Olympics. Because what did he end up doing? He won a perfect score.
He had like a perfect score.
Yeah. So it's crazy. It's crazy in this society how you can completely be like hated and like nobody wants to do anything with you to back on top.
Well, that's the American dream. They love to tear you down, and then they love to see a comeback story.
And then they love to tear you back down.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle, but that's America.
Yeah, that is America. and you know what? And you're not going to believe this, but it's time for Doing It in the Dark again this weekend.
Oh, already?
Yes. Kevin's going to be DJing.
Where's that?
It's going to be in Tampa this year again. Wow. And it's exciting, man. Those car shows are crazy. And they got, you know, the big van and big trucks, motorcycle, Doing It in the Dark 2018. Wow. Mike Murray.
If you want to hear a crazy clip of how Kevin can't pronounce words, check out our SoundCloud, Kevin Sutton Show. He says doo-doo in the dark. You remember?
No, I still like the, what is it? Crowns.
Yeah.
Crowns. Yeah. And library. Library. Yeah. Library, yeah.
I have a whole clip. Clips of just Kevin mispronouncing.
Well, we're going to get back. You know, we got so much to catch up on. We got to do, even though it's not Wrestling Wednesday, we got some wrestling to catch up.
Yes, because Ronda Rousey, LeBron's talking about how scandalous the NCAA is. I want to talk about how terrible the NBA All-Star Weekend was, too.
Ugh.
So.
Yeah. Did anybody even watch that?
I did.
All right. This is the Kevin Sutton Show. We'll be right back, guys. Oops, here we go. Oh, yeah, this is the Kevin Sutton Show. We were back. That's just a little
beat. Yeah, we were vibing.
Yeah, it was like, we didn't even know we were back. Nick.
I was actually freestyling.
I know. We was like, we thought the new ESPN News intro'd like that, you know? Had it like that. But anyways, you know, so much has happened. We never even came back after Super Bowl, did we?
I don't even know.
No, I don't even remember. But it was a great night. Wasn't that a great night?
It's a great night to see Eagles. Brady lose. Any night's a great night to see Brady lose.
Eagles.
Yeah.
You had a, I mean, it's been a minute.
I took the Eagles.
I know.
I was right about a pick.
I was surprised. Actually, I thought about you. We went to Walter Briggs, former NFL Jets, mm-hmm. his home, and celebrated with a house full of people. And it's so funny because his house is huge.
Yeah.
And they had like a man cave where he has a pool table and stuff.
Nice.
So everyone in there was like Patriots, and then in the main living room was Eagles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it was like in the room, you know, in the same house. It was kind of cool. But that last quarter was probably the most intense.
Yeah.
You know?
The last 2 minutes was intense because you're like, oh, I know how this story goes.
Nobody wants to get comfortable like calling the win, you know? You had to be feeling that night, Nick, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Brady gets the ball with, what, 2.5 minutes left?
Like, that's too much time.
I've seen this movie. Yes. I thought that was going to happen, but instead they get the strip sack.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we let's jump into wrestling.
Wrestling? Know? Okay.
Yeah, wrestling, because so much is going on. There's been another pay-per-view.
Well, it is the road to WrestleMania now. The last time we were on, we were talking about the Royal Rumble.
Right,
and you know, with the appearance of Ronda Rousey, she's been on TV 2 days in a row now. So last night they had the Elimination Chamber.
Well, you know, Vince is gonna get his money's worth.
Well, yeah. They haven't disclosed how much her contract is, but it's gotta be a lot of money.
It has to be
because heck, they paid Brock Lesnar I think what $6 million for healing at like 4 matches last year. So, I mean, they've got to be paying her.
That's the kind of contract I want.
A lot of money. So, okay, so Elimination Chamber was last night. I mean, it was pretty predictable with the men. They did have the first ever women's Elimination Chamber. They're like, they're doing that a lot now, the first ever. So pretty much every
match. Who has the belt now?
Alexa Bliss.
Okay, so Natty lost the belt.
Well, Natty's on SmackDown. This is a Raw only pay-per-view.
Okay.
So, essentially every match that the men do, the women will be doing now. Essentially,
because
last year we had the first ever Women's Money in the Bank. The year before that, we had the first ever Hell in a Cell with women. You know, in January, we had the first ever Royal Rumble for women, and now we had the first ever Elimination Chamber with the women. So Alexa Bliss came out on top, and for the men, we had Roman Reigns coming out on top.
He's back.
So now
he's recovered.
So now this is pretty much Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar again for the Universal Championship. But the cool part is Ronda Rousey came. She signed her contract to Raw, and of course, they're starting to set the wheels in motion for her to have a match. I don't know if you guys remember, we had a little game we played a long time ago called Likely or Unlikely.
Right, right.
And I said Ronda Rousey's first opponent would be Stephanie McMahon.
Don't tell me.
And you guys said Likely or Unlikely. Well, apparently that looks like what's going to happen.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, so
nah. Well, you know what? Actually, I hear that Kevin is on a little break from his daddy boot camp. Because there's this crazy thing that everyone was waiting for, which is called Walking Dead.
Oh, Lord.
Right? I think I've lost a lot of respect for Walking Dead because they've never let none of those monsters play out their death as much as they did. Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, we should.
I don't even think it's a spoiler alert. This is just ridiculousness. Like, it took him 12 days to die.
Dude, I said that too. He's like, this dude is at Disney World. What is he doing?
Like, come on, man. Like, at what point do we just say, okay, he got bit? Before the season ended for the wintertime, I understood he was dying. I did not need a whole episode remembering him dying. Like, come on. What happened to Everybody Loves Chris? He died like in 4 seconds. What up with that? It's our month right now. And I'm saying, our month, I'm just saying, in representation of our month, they should have made him die just as fast as Everybody Loves Chris.
That's crazy. Even I came in, so Kevin's watching the show, right? Because I let him do his walking thing then. I'm like, he's still not dead?
They did drag it out because the episode was a little more extended than it was. It was about an hour and a half. And it seemed like they were backtracking everything. I'm like, dude, come on. But the coolest part, Kevin, you know, you said it is our month, but you saw how Morgan whooped some tail.
Morgan did his damn thing. So Morgan did his thing.
He made it up.
It was good to see that. You know, they said in comic books that Ezekiel was supposed to die a long time ago. So there's this whole thing of, like, what's going to happen next. So they're kind of going all twisted from the comic book direction. I guess they're getting a lot of feedback because, I mean, they've been on for a long time. So the show's going to have to do a lot of big changes. So, you know, these are things that have to happen in order to...
Ooh, wouldn't it be cool if John Cena was on there?
No.
Yeah, I think it would be great. Hey, Kev, so briefly, right before, in the first segment, we were talking about Shaun White, right? 31 years old, perfect score in the Winter Olympics. And I said, as long as he don't slap anybody... He can do some great things because Phil was saying, you know, we love to bring people up, but we also love to tear them down. What do you think about Shaun White and his, you know, basically being acclaimed now for bringing the gold home for USA?
Yeah, I mean, Shaun White is awesome. He's always done his best. They're trying to say he's old. He's going to be out. He'll be like Tony Hawk, still killing it long down the road. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. Olympic-wise, I don't know if he's going to be able to do another round. That's going to be a long time. So it's going to be crazy to see if that ever happens again. But outside of that, you know, Shaun White is an amazing person and just speaks volume to action sports.
Yeah, that's life. True. That's true. And, you know, Tony Hawk was just on Celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty smart guy.
You know, Tony Hawk just announced that he is parting ways with Activision.
No.
It's, you know, the Tony Hawk game?
Yeah. Beep. I wonder why.
I don't know. I don't know, but I just read that, too. Him and Activision are no longer partners, which has been... Tony Hawk game has been around since, what, 1999?
I know. That's been around. Like, everyone knows about the Tony Hawk game. And then lastly, you know, the last time we played Likely or Unlikely here, we talked about Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
And this is right before we got you on, Kevin, and I know you got to get back to class on your break. But remember, Phil came up with this ridiculous idea of Ronda Rousey versus Stephanie McMahon. And I said, no way, no how.
Yes.
And I said it was going to happen.
Kevin did say likely.
He did have his flip-flops on that day?
No, he said likely.
No. Okay. It's big money. She's a big name. It's like Brock Lesnar.
She's a big name, but come on, Stephanie McMahon? Can she even get in the ring anymore?
I think there'll be a catch. I think it'll probably be most likely be a tag match because, you know, Ronda Rousey's still very green. You know?
But she athletically, she would run circles around.
Absolutely. So there's got to be something going on. So it's probably Stephanie and Triple H versus Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey. You got the two Olympians.
True. That would actually be kind of cool.
You know, so.
Are you writing the tagline for the WWE now?
So? Probably. They're probably listening.
Oh, man. I think they do take the lead on us.
Yeah, they're probably listening.
Well, anyways, Kevin, we miss you up here in the studio. Your boy LeBron James is making a hassle. But we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But, hey, keep up your good work with your daddies, you know.
Saving the world one dad at a time.
All right, now. Y'all be good.
All right.
But, yeah. So I think that's – I'm about 90%.
I think that would be insane.
I'm about 90% sure that's
going to happen. That is actually pretty genius.
Yeah.
That would be pretty genius.
Because you got to remember, like, with wrestling and MMA, they essentially – don't mix.
Right.
Because you got the guys in MMA to say, oh, it's not a real sport. Not a real sport. Not a real sport. And then you got the guys in wrestling is like, we don't care. You know, we enjoy it. And so when
they're like, we got the money. We don't care what you think.
But what the thing is, when one goes to the other, they're booed. So CM Punk and MMA, they hate him. But you know, and other MMA people, if they came, they wouldn't like them. And then Ronda Rousey is very arrogant.
But where's that twist with UFC, though?
What do you mean?
Because, okay, so are we going to compare MMA with UFC when it comes to these cross athletes?
No. I'm talking about how the fans treat them. So they want Ronda Rousey to be a good guy. But
right.
The fans are going to boo her because they don't like MMA.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
gotcha.
The best way they can get her to be cheered is to face her off against the biggest bad girl
ever.
Stephanie McMahon.
Yeah.
So that's the only way I think they're going to get her cheered.
Did Stephanie, I mean, and forgive me on if there's any wrestlers out there, but was Stephanie ever really a competitive wrestler?
No.
She was Vince's daughter.
She's Vince's daughter. She always goes on the mic and tears down people all the time. She never, ever gets her comeuppance. So this is going to be good.
Now, her relationship with Triple H, right?
Husband.
Which, yes. I wonder, it was just too perfect.
I mean, if China...
But they have kids and all this
stuff. If China was still alive, she would tell you all about it.
Yeah, well, she took that with her. But I mean... Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, they have like what, three kids?
Three girls.
Yeah. So if they were faking it, they did a really good job because but it just seems too perfect. I mean, the biggest, best move Triple H could have ever done in wrestling is marry
the boss's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
That's crazy. And my thing is, has Vince taken more of a back role at being
Now that you say this, he has and he hasn't. So there's so many other shows on the network, all that stuff. Vince normally has his hands in all of it.
Right.
But now he's actually kind of releasing some of the stranglehold he's had and letting Triple H start to take over.
I wonder what that's about.
He's 72. He's trying to do the XFL.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
I know there was an episode on Divas, and they showed his name on a piece of paper, but they never showed him.
All right, we come back. LeBron, NCAA, and then terrible All-Star weekend.
Harsh, harsh words. And then we got Time Warp Tuesday.
Good
forever. This is the Kevin Sutton Show. This is the crew holding it down for Kevin. We'll be right back.
Nick, you got auto-tune?
Oh, yeah. This is the Kevin Sutton Show. Back. In between tours going on at the studio, Nick taking pictures. Celebrity!
They came to see him.
They did?
Yeah, they came
no,
to
they
see
didn't.
Him.
No, they didn't.
He's lying.
No.
You're famous,
so,
Nick.
You know, there's so many people in this industry. Dad, is he somebody?
Yeah,
yes.
People ask that all the time when I walk by, and everyone's just like, no. He just works here. So, yeah, okay.
Hey, this is the Kevin Sutton Show. We want to say that we are proudly brought to you and sponsored by Honest One Auto Care. That's right. Do you need your car worked on? Do you just need an oil change? Do you need a reliable mechanic? Honest One is the place to go. That's where all of us here at the Kevin Sutton Show get our car serviced.
Yep.
We get the show van, my car, your car.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we do it. And lots of friends. Great place. Tell them the Kevin Sutton Show. Tell them Myra, Phil, Kevin sent you.
Yes.
Because they're awesome. And they've got great pricing. And you know what? They have phenomenal waiting area. Mm-hmm. They'll take you to work.
Their Wi-Fi is very fast.
Yes. They got the good snacks and the good coffee.
Hey, don't forget, it's been a little while, but you can leave us a voice message on our website without even dialing a phone number. Just head to kevinsuttonshow.com and on the right side of the screen, click on the speak pipe button. Keep it clean because we will play it on the air. Ask us any questions or just give us a comment. But whatever you do, head to kevinsuttonshow.com.
Yeah. We've got some updates on our Kevin Sutton Show. So hit us up, like our sponsors and our friends. Yeah. Click everything.
Click.
Every day. Every morning, just wake up and click everything. Click. Okay. Yeah. But, you know, you guys probably heard it right now over the break. We're talking about LeBron James. You know, sometimes I get angry at LeBron, you know, because, you know, I don't think it's called Cleveland. I think it's called LeBron's team.
Mm-hmm. Jamestown. But, it's called Jamestown.
You know, is that what they do?
They probably do have one in Ohio anyway, but they just call it Jamestown.
But now he's been vocal on many topics over the years, you know, at the ESPYs and so forth. And now he is standing up and talking about the NCAA.
Mm-hmm. It's corrupt.
And it's a perspective. And Phil, I'm going to let you take over on this. And then, you know, a guy who's in the studio who lives, breathes, sleeps sports news. I want to hear Nick's take on this.
Well, I mean, Kevin and I have talked about this a lot of times.
Right.
You know, obviously not on the air, but just in general is how collegiate sports athletes obviously are not paid.
Right. They can't be.
They're not paid, but the recruiting process is very, very profitable for the schools. Obviously, when you have these players going to these schools and making the schools all this money.
Absolutely.
Players don't get paid. You know, granted, they have the free education on a scholarship, but, you know, LeBron was saying, you know, he went straight to the NBA. You know, he was saying, you know, I didn't go through any of this, but I was poor. We were very poor. I think there was a scandal a long, long time ago about
It was about a car.
Didn't they buy his mom the Hummer or something like that?
There was a gift that was given to his mom and then given to him. And since he accepted it from her, he was not ineligible, yes.
But LeBron's pretty much saying that the NBA should further his minor league system. So more than kids going to college and then doing the one and done and coming to this. So like, I guess he's referring to like the G League, essentially, right, Nick?
That's what he's referring to. Yeah, I'm glad everyone finally caught up with me on this. I've been talking about this for like 3 weeks. Like ever since this FBI scandal came out.
Can you explain? Can you explain more what the FBI scandal was going on?
Yeah.
Well, the FBI scandal that came out that was announced in I want to say October, September, though it feels like 10 years ago at this point. They through wiretapping and other investigations, and I'll tell you what, I'd have to read up a little bit more on exactly what they caught the 5 to 7 assistant coaches doing, but basically it was shuttling these kids around and I'm trying to come up with the right phrase for this, but what they were doing was they were accepting money to shuttle these kids to specific programs, basically, to kind of push them to go to Duke or Kentucky or whatever schools. We don't know which schools, though, but the DeAndre Ayton news over the weekend, it sounds like Arizona's involved in some way. So these guys were working with the shoe companies. Adidas is tied up in this, too.
But this seems like nothing. But this seems like something that we all knew.
It is something that we all knew.
Yeah.
So why is it like, oh!
why is it newsworthy now? What has changed in the factor of this happening?
Well, I think that it's one thing for it to be alleged and another thing for it to be known. Those are two very different things. Look at Mark Cuban. He just got $600,000 fined from him by the NBA because he said it's best for us to lose and we're going to tank. The entire NBA knows that the Dallas Mavericks are going to tank. They're one of the worst teams in the NBA, and they're not trying to win games. But it's one thing for it to be alleged, like, you know what, I bet they're tanking, and then for Mark Cuban to say, no, we're actually trying to lose. It looks completely different, and having the actual tangible evidence is the thing that, is why people are outraged, because there are people like Dick Vitale, frankly, who believe that everything is on the up and up, and all these college coaches are following the rules, but more realistic people, understand that there is money changing hands and that kids are taking money to go to these schools. The whole Rick Pitino scandal happened a couple of years ago with the strippers on campus. That stuff as well. kind of played into, you know, kind of plays into this too. Rick Pitino, by the way, was named in that Adidas school shoe scandal too that involved in that. That's why Rick Pitino lost his job. So, by the way, like there is actual, I mean, there's racketeering and bribery charges against these coaches. Like some of these guys are going to do real time.
Oh wow!
And that's
really
the, yes, like that's the thing. And Dan Le Batard was talking about this earlier this week, and I thought it was a really interesting perspective that these coaches are all breaking the rules, but they think they're breaking kind of like small-time schoolyard rules.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, they're NCAA rules. No, they're breaking federal rules. Is what,
but what?
By bribing these kids and bribing other officials in order to get these kids to come to these schools. Like there is more at play here than just, okay, you're breaking NCAA rules. And I don't think these coaches necessarily realize that they are doing stuff that could land them federal jail time. What those charges would be. Listen, it's a question better for a lawyer or someone like that. I don't necessarily understand that, but
now how do we fix this? Because I mean, this has been going on forever. So
well, LeBron
the whole
says
system
we can't
has
fix it.
The whole system
all,
has to be burned down.
First of all, there's no fixing it. I enjoy people saying, well, here's how you fix it. There's no fixing it. There is limiting the amount of rule breaking and corruption that is involved in the system. It's like crime. Like we'll never have a 0% crime rate, right?
Right.
Like what you try to do though is you try through putting police officers in specific areas, by patrolling specific areas, by putting more security in specific areas to limit the crime rate down to a point that is acceptable for your given city or for the society. That is what the college basketball needs to do, is that there is always going to be, when you have an environment that is dominated by men, first of all, and competitive men, and there is money on the line. And that is what is on the line here. It's not championships. It's money through winning. If you win, you make millions of dollars. People are always going to cheat. It's why we saw steroids in baseball. It's why we saw Lance Armstrong do what he did. Same thing. Tour de France. Honor. Pride. Money. People are going to cheat. But they need to come up with the proper ways to limit the cheating the best that they can. And right now there's no oversight because the NCAA has no real standing other than just stripping you of a national title like Louisville's in 2013. You already won.
Yeah.
You already got all the promotion out of from winning the title. You already got the money out of from winning all of the
so that
the
means
games.
Nothing. It means nothing.
It means nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
Now, why do you think LeBron is taking the lead on this? Is it because he'll be heard? You know, because he wasn't, I mean, just like we talked about, he did not go this route. He went straight to the NBA and got his money. But he's obviously got a voice. People listen when he talks. So where is this angle for LeBron?
Well, I think that you just answered your own question. I think LeBron James realizes that he has a platform that not many do. And he may be the only person that something becomes newsworthy the moment that he speaks about it. Like that list of people, the minute that they talk about anything, he could talk about, I mean, he could talk about how great a brand of peanut butter and jelly is, and it would sell off the shelves, right? That's the kind of guy LeBron is. You probably count on one hand what kind of people there are like that on this planet. So LeBron realizes that, and I believe that he is trying to use his voice like he did in the past wearing the I Can't Breathe shirt.
Yeah.
Like he did in the past forcing Donald Sterling out of the NBA. Like he did
That's
in the
true.
Past talking at the ESPYs about limiting gun violence and trying to better the relationship between police and urban communities. Listen, like LeBron James is not going to fix these problems, but he's trying to do what he can with his platform, however great or not great it is for this specific cause. And I think what LeBron is doing is calling attention to, listen, the NCAA sucks. And by the way, I also think when there's an easy win there, why not take it? Because the anti-NCAA
right?
cause is it's the easiest opinion to have, to just jump on and rail on the NCAA. It's the easiest one to have.
Especially for him.
Fortunately for him and for everybody, it's also the right position in this case.
Yeah. Now, you know, the only people who can't get anything out of LeBron is the Sprite LeBron drink.
Mm.
That never really took off. Okay.
I don't even remember it.
You don't?
Sprite.
The Sprite LeBron. The Sprite LeBron, isn't it like a red cranberry Sprite?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was gross.
That never took off.
It was gross.
All right. So
sounds gross. I
with
don't
the
want
exception
it.
Of the Sprite people. Mm-hmm. Who are still making writing those checks every
LeBron
month.
LeBron can sell everything but Sprite, huh?
There you go. It's insane. Well, you know, I mean, it's like what he says. Can we change this? Can it make a difference?
Yeah. I don't know. It's not going to happen in a year. But, I mean, I do think they should develop the minor league system a lot more, because you got a lot of players going overseas, too, so right out of high school, because they need to make money.
But they could go overseas now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the difference. They could go overseas now, and they don't go overseas. They'd rather spend the 1 year in college. Some of them because, like DeAndre Ayton, they're making $100,000 in a year, and that's why they're not going to the G League, too. Like, these players could go to the G League right now out of high school if they wanted. They choose not to. So that's the other thing as well. If Adam Silver wants to make the G League a destination, a developmental league for kids like that, there are a lot of other changes that need to happen before that goes through, and including kind of what the G League is made up of, because it is still a man's league. You're playing against 25, 26-year-old men.
Right, and then you go and wonder, like, so if you're a great basketball player, is your decision factor on money? Is your decision factor on experience? Where's your decision factor going when you're making these moves? Because obviously LeBron, there was a financial gain to go right into the NBA. And well, he had the talent.
He was able to, because the one-and-done rule did not exist yet. These kids have to go somewhere. They have to be 1 year out of high school or 19 years old to enter the NBA draft. That's why you see guys in the G League right now, like Maverick Rowan, who plays for the Lakeland Magic. He's like, he can enter the draft next year, because he went to go play at NC State, he left, didn't enter the draft, now he's waiting around to enter the draft again. Like, so these guys need to go somewhere. So it's either college, Europe, or the G League. Those are the three choices.
Man, tough words. And when we get back, we're going to have Time Warp Tuesday and the dunk contest.
Garbage.
Disappointing.
Yep.
Ugh. All-Star Games. Hey, this is the Kevin Sutton Show. We're still having a good time in the studio. It's so awesome to be back here. Wish Kevin, Rich Rogers slipping and sliding probably over on Cocoa Beach. But we're going to be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we're happy in the studio. This is the Kevin Sutton Show. You are back with the crew holding it down as Kevin's over at Florida Hospital doing the daddy thing.
Saving the world one dad at a time.
It's all right. It's all right. We're grateful to be here. We want to thank you because the Kevin Sutton Show is proudly sponsored by Cruz and Pascara PA, personal injury attorneys, and they also have a criminal division. We had a guest who asked for criminal division in them. Ricardo Pascara is pretty amazing. But hey, if you are also, you know what, you may already have an attorney. You guys hear all these commercials, people are representing you.
Money.
Yes, but you feel like, you know, you're just another number. Well, you know what, at Cruz and Pascara, you're not a number, you're family.
Yes.
They take care of you immediately. The person we just referred to on Monday, they set them up with the chiropractor for Thursday, following up with them on Friday, getting things moving, getting his car fixed, because that's the kind of firm Cruz and Pascara is. They're going to help you take care of it all.
And you know, that's funny because I went through Cruz and Pascara. I was in an accident, and they had me at a doctor that week.
Yeah.
Getting treatment.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you can attest to how quickly and how they'll answer the phone call. So, I mean, you need
they
to talk to them. I called Mike at 1 in the morning.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was in the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. Cruz and Pascara, PA. You can give them a call, 407-841-0200, offices downtown Orlando, or you could just swing by and just say,
yeah,
that's right. Hey, and starting this summer, you can see a Vote for Myra Uribe sign front of the Cruz and Pascara
Law
Firm.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. Okay, but anyways, we're going to get back because I hope Nick still has this, but it is Time Warp Tuesday.
Oh, yes, it is Time Warp Tuesday. It's been...
Who is he? What's his name, the guy who's singing right now?
Oh, Huey Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about him and everything.
Yeah, this has been... It's been a little while since we've had Time Warp Tuesday, but quickly, we go back in time and sports and entertainment history. You guys ready to go in a time machine?
I'm ready.
Nick, you ready?
Put your seatbelt on.
I am ready.
Click. All right, let's head all the way to 1908.
Ooh. Well, we're going really back in time.
Major League Baseball adopted the sacrifice fly rule. Now, if you guys are unfamiliar with the sacrifice fly rule, pretty much if a ball is hit in the air in the infield, pretty much it's ruled automatic out.
Okay.
In 1912, the Yankees announced that they will be using pinstripes for the first time. So before that, they never had pinstripes. All right, let's head to 1963, Mickey Mantle, he signed a contract with the New York Yankees worth, you want to take a guess? This is 1963.
$30,000.
It was $100,000.
Wow.
Yes, $100,000 with the New York Yankees.
Baller!
Yep.
Quick thing to ask about here. Are you talking about the sacrifice fly rule or the infield fly rule?
Sorry, infield fly.
Okay, I was going to say sacrifice fly,
bad.
And infield,
I meant
fly.
Infield.
Very, all right, infield fly rule. Okay.
Infield just fly.
Confused the hell out of me there. Okay.
My fault. And actually, I skipped one. 1960, the U.S. Olympic ice hockey team beats USSR 3-2 en route to a gold medal. Let's head to
1980.
We beat the USSR.
In 1980?
1960 as well.
Oh, okay. In 1962.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Also, let's go to 1973.
All right.
Dick Allen, this is from Chicago White Sox. He signed a contract for, there you guess.
$1
million. $250,000 for 3 years.
What year was that?
1973.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to 1996. Chicago Bulls, they reached 50 victories in 56 games to set an NBA record. And
until
let's,
Golden State, right?
Well, no, this is in 56 games, they won 50. So,
okay.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Good. Yeah.
In 2002, the Houston Astros, they announced that they struck a deal with Enron to buy back the name of their field. Obviously, you know the terrible stuff that happened with Enron, the company that embezzled so much money. And essentially, people went to jail and did a lot of stuff, bad stuff. But the Astros bought their field back, essentially. And in 2003, Emmitt Smith became a free agent for the first time when the Cowboys released him.
Mm.
All right. The last one we just mentioned was 2003. So let's head to 2003. All right. Let's head to birthdays here. We don't have that many, so we'll fly by this one, okay, guys?
It was a sad year.
You know singer Bobby Valentino? Today is his birthday. Myra, you want to take a guess how old Bobby Valentino is?
82? Who is he at?
He's a young guy.
Oh, he's 27.
Okay. Nick, do you
23.
Know? Do you know Bobby Valentino?
You should have seen Phil's
I have
face.
No, it's okay, Myra. I'm right with you. I have no idea who the hell you are
Valentino
talking about.
Valentino sounds like an old
Oh,
Italian
yeah. Oh,
singer,
I was thinking,
know?
Yeah, I was thinking one of the Jersey Boys or something like that.
Right? That's yeah. Where I was. But if you would have seen Phil, he could have shot me.
No idea who you're talking about.
Bobby Valentino is 38. All right, another singer you guys better know who the hell this is. Chili from TLC.
Chili, she
don't
is,
go chasing waterfalls.
That's right. What about your friends? She is 44.
Nick.
40.
She's 47.
Wow.
Dang, she looks good.
And waterfalls are old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Waterfalls, water fountains of youth.
But she looks good.
And she does.
She is cut. You should see her six pack.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, I know this. I know
Bill
this.
And Hillary's daughter.
Let's see.
How old is Chelsea Clinton?
When he went into the White House, she was 16, and that was 96, 26, 36, 38.
Bing, ding, 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 ding,
yeah!
Ding, ding, ding.
Well
wow.
Done.
Myra,
well done, Myra.
Well done. And
man.
This one, I mean, this person has passed away, but it was also Liz Taylor's birthday. So she died at 79. Mm. All
okay.
Right, so let's get to the music here. Which song this week was number one? Was it 50 Cent in the Club, Sean Paul Get Busy, or Jay-Z and Beyonce Crazy in Love?
What year?
2003. In the Club, Get Busy, or Crazy in Love?
I'm going In the Club.
I'm going Get Busy.
It is In the Club.
Yeah, shorty.
Yes,
it's your birthday.
Yes,
we're going to party like
that
it's
was
your
a good
birthday.
Song.
Yeah.
You,
all right.
You know.
Now, in 2003 movies, who do we have here? We got Phone Booth. That was with Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
We got Cradle to the Grave, the oh. Jet Li DMX. I think
movie
it was DMX.
Sucked.
And Daredevil, which one
oh,
was number one?
Is this Affleck Daredevil?
Affleck Daredevil.
Oh, my good. Jen Garner in that movie, though. Who?
Myra?
So, I'm going to say The Phone Booth. That was a good movie.
Nick?
I'm going Daredevil.
It is Daredevil.
Yeah,
hey,
Jen Garner.
Nick, you're
yeah.
on it tonight.
All right, and to round out 2003, the Marlins beat the Yankees. The San Antonio Spurs beat the New Jersey Nets. And early in 2003, the Tampa Bay Bucks beat the Raiders.
Mm.
Before we get out of here, NBA dunk contest sucked. It sucked.
All right. Give us a rundown.
Why?
Dude, because all those dunks are recycled. And the people that they have.
I'd like you to find something new for those guys to do.
Have you seen any of the street dunkers?
Oh, come on. Like, that's all ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Anyway.
They need to have street dunkers versus the NBA dudes. You do something different.
I'm going to ask you this. If I'm an NBA dude, why do I do that? There's no win there for me.
There is a win.
What's that? I beat the street dunker I should be because I'm a professional basketball player, or he wins and I'm humiliated. Like, I get it. Like, Chris Stapleton's an awesome pro dunker. Like, I've seen these guys. They're great.
Yeah.
But if I'm an NBA player, thanks, no thanks. I work on my actual game. I play actual basketball. I don't just jump around the hoop all day.
Okay, well, maybe then not including the NBA players then in the dunk contest.
Then you kill it because I have no interest in watching
it. Nobody watched it this time.
The ratings for the weekend actually weren't that bad.
Dude, I forgot the dude's name, but he recycled the Vince Carter dunk, and he didn't even do it that good.
I want to say it was Donovan Mitchell who did it.
Yeah, he didn't even do it that well.
So. I'm not saying that the dunks were great. I'm saying there's nothing new these guys can do to show us.
You're right.
Add trampolines.
That's it. I'm telling you. Someone told me at the Orlando Magic, when it's going good, it's good. If not, it's just more the same. Man, but this is the Kevin Sutton Show. It was so great to be on the air tonight. We'll be back. Actually, I think we're going to start seeing ourselves a lot more on the schedule. And next time, we'll bring Kevin along. Oh, yeah. I want to thank Dr. Phil, Jess Nick, Rich Ryers. Rogers, where you at?
Vote for your Ruby.
Hey, Kevin Sutton Show. We're out. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all under Kevin Sutton Show.